With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American employers added a lot of jobs in the past year, actually past month, 272,000, and that indicates that they're still willing to hire in spite of the fact that many are worried about the impact of those ongoing high interest rates, but they're still adding new jobs, and that should give President Biden a little more additional momentum heading into the November election if things stay on that track. Republican Senator John Cornyn says a New York judge in Donald Trump's trial should have recused himself over political contributions he made to Democrat causes.
Surely, when you're talking about a trial involving a former president of the United States, he had to know that this would be a body blow to the public's confidence in the fairness of our judicial system.
Judge Juan Merchan made contributions to several Democrat causes, including Biden for President, the Progressive Turnout Project, and the group Stop Republicans. Senator Tom Cotton says Democrats broke a lot of rules in forcing through the New York trial and conviction.
They know that Joe Biden can't succeed on his own. He can't defend his weak, failed record of runaway inflation, a chaotic border, and war breaking out all around the world. The only way he thinks he can beat Donald Trump is to weaponize our legal system against him.
PragerU says its app has been restored to the Google Play Store hours after Google removed it for what it called hate speech.
Earlier Friday, PragerU posted screenshots of a message from Google in which the tech company claimed PragerU had asserted, quote, that a protected group is inhuman, inferior, or worthy of being hated, end quote. Prager later posted an update saying that Google had reinstated the app on Google Play Store after conducting another review.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting, and this is SRN News. Most Americans support in vitro fertilization, Michael Harrington reports.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children. Some states also have barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. Against women, there have also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep children from attending those performances. This is SRN News. The UN Secretary General will tell the Security Council next week that both Israel and Hamas are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in their war to eliminate each other. Israel continues to remind the world that Hamas is using civilians, including children, as human shields as Israel tries to defend itself. President Biden's regulations against the oil and gas industries have cost $250 billion in lost GDP growth. We get more on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Committee to Unleash Prosperity released the findings of its study after U.S. oil production has failed to reach the same trend line regarding rate of growth under President Biden that it did under President Trump. While the U.S. is producing more oil than ever before, it is only slightly higher than the U.S. produced in 2019 prior to the COVID pandemic. The study found that the average price of a barrel of oil has been significantly higher under Biden at $72 a barrel than under President Trump at $54 a barrel.